I think this was always what was intended, but the reality is that the workers have to be looked after, and you can't move somebody to another employer on worse terms and conditions than they have previously been on with the county councils. And that's what the unions are negotiating for at the minute, to actually protect the workers so that they do have some protection when they move over to Irish Water, because that's vitally important. When you look at the way that everything in this country is driven towards reducing costs, and the only way that Irish Water can reduce their costs is by cutting their wage bill, and the only way they'll cut their wage bill is by impacting on the terms and conditions of employees and then moving it over to private employees that will be running the water services. And I don't think that would be an actual progress. I think we would see more problems in the system, and what we need to see is that the Irish Water workers are looked after in terms of financial, in terms of conditions, but also then as well that they're properly trained and adequately trained to ensure that the water system is run to the best of their ability.